Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome on this 4th of July Sunday, a long holiday coming up, and a special thank you to Becky and Andrew for coming and playing with us. It's such a treat to have you here and to have such a beautiful music. And welcome to all who are joining us in person, and welcome to all who are joining us online. It is good that we are all here together, because together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Atonement Lutheran is a welcoming community. We welcome all into our midst. We welcome all those who wish to be masked. We welcome all those who wish not to be. You are welcome to experience this service in whichever way is most comfortable to you, knowing that we welcome however you wish to worship with us. And with that being said, let us prepare our hearts and minds for this journey together. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who looks upon us in compassion, forgives our sins, and heals our lives.
Amen.
And please rise if you are able, knowing that if you are not able, the church stands with and for you. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and in one another. Have mercy, O God,
against you and alone we have sinned. In your compassion, cleanse us from our sin and take away our guilt. Create in us a new heart and give us a steadfast spirit. Do not cast us away, but fill us with your Holy Spirit and restore your joy within us. Amen.
As tender as a parent to a child, so deep is God's compassion for you. As high as heaven is above the earth, so vast is God's love for you. As far as east from the west, so far does God remove sin from you, renewing you through Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, who crowns us with mercy and love.
Blessed be God forever.
Church of Christ, stand.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us
into a people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And at this point in the service, we invite our children forward for a children's sermon, but I know we have one in our midst, and I don't want you to feel pressured to do this. Because you're the only one, but if you would wish to, you can come forward. Thank you. Thank you for being here. All right. We're going to play a little game. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture. Okay. And you're going to tell me what you see on this picture. What do you see? You see, what color is it?
Green.
Green. And then what's this picture doing? What's this guy doing?
He's drinking a glass of milk.
Drinking a glass of milk, and what color is his shirt?
Yellow.
Okay, so we have a green brick, someone drinking a glass of milk wearing a yellow shirt. Mm. All right, so now I'm going to show you the congregation the picture, and I want you to tell me what the picture is.
Green.
Okay. What do you see?
Green.
Is it hard to discern? Okay. Some up close can tell me what it looks like.
Green.
Blue
raspberry
Kool-Aid. Okay. Blue raspberry Kool-Aid. A glass of. With a yellow border. It's supposed to be a glass of water, people. Yeah? You think it's a glass of water? Well, how is it that our guest here is able to see a totally different picture? How would you think that is? How is it your picture was different from their picture?
Because some waters are colored blue.
Yeah. question. You saw this picture, right? How is it that the congregation saw that picture? You don't know? Well, because it has two sides to it. Yeah. And so today, our Jesus is talking about giving a glass of water and someone drinking it. And we are both the people who get to drink a glass of water, and we are people who can give a glass of water. We can drink it, we can receive it, and we can give it. So let us pray together. And for our custom here, we're going to bring our hands together on the count of three in form in the shape of a prayer, and then you'll repeat after me. So let us pray. One, two, three. Now repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for giving.
Thank you for giving.
Help us to give.
Help us to give.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming. Hey, you want this?
This morning is written in Jeremiah chapter 28. Starting with verse 5. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, and when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet." Holy wisdom. Actually, that's not right. The word of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our psalm this morning is Psalm 89. I will read the light print, and you can respond in the bold. Your love, and it's on page 4 of the bulletin. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From age to age, my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness.
For I am persuaded that your steadfast love is established forever, and you have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens.
I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant.
I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for all generations.
Happy are the people who know the festival shout. They walk with the Lord in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. They are jubilant in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our might is exalted. Truly our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. And our second reading is written in Romans chapter 6. Now hear the word. Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. Just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet. Reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous person. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I'm going to try and do things a little bit different today, and trying to keep our words a little bit shorter. So I want to be a little interactive. Not too much to throw you off, but just enough. So I have a question for you, and we're going to take a vote. I want you to think way back to high school. I know for some of us that's a lot, some of us not so much, but think back a bit and ask yourself, what was your least favorite year? Your least favorite year. And I'm hoping that this is going to work. So, by a show of hands, whose least favorite year in high school was your first year? Who was your second? Your third? And your fourth? I think a lot of people didn't vote. we saw a lot of hands go up on that first year. And I could also ask that same question about that career you had. What was your least favorite year of that long career you had? What was that least favorite year of college that you had? And I'm guessing the response will be the same. That for many of us, that first year was the least favorite year. And so I will follow up that with the question of why. Why is that first year your least favorite?
Everything's unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar? Yeah. Any other reasons out there?
Bullies.
Yeah, bullies. You're treated cruelly that first year, aren't you? Yeah, you don't fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that first year is hard because you don't feel welcome. You're the outsider trying to get inside, and people are cruel to you. And I know when I just started working at the Department of Corrections, I had that similar experience. And of all my years there in that career, and even as I promoted, I had years filled with a lot of stress. A lot of big incidents occurred to me. But the one year I would not repeat if you paid me the X amount of money was that first year. Because that first year is hard because you are excluded. You're outside. You're not welcomed in. And as I started promoting in the department, one of the things I was a part of was trying to figure out how to retain staff. This prison work has a high turnover rate, anywhere from 16 to some jurisdictions that have 100% turnover rate. And we asked the question, why? And of course, long hours, stressful work, the hard environment was part of that reason, but the number one reason outside of pay and hours and the work itself that people left was how they were treated by their fellow co-workers. And so amidst the toxicity of that, as I promoted, I would tell the people who work for me to be the person that they wished they had seen their first day. Be the person to greet them that they wish greeted them. To be that change. It was my own desire as I promoted not to follow the example of the people I worked for because I didn't like the example. I wanted to be the leader that I wished I had had when I started. And that correlation of welcome and welcoming is what our gospel text is about. We're in that moment, we're finishing up this three-week journey of this discourse of Jesus while he's sending out his disciples into the world. And he tells them, in essence, that you are going out as an ambassador of me. And ambassadors, if I can say that word, ambassadors are not really important in and of themselves, right? They're important because of who they represent. An ambassador represents the country. An embassy is an extension of the country of the embassy. German embassy in America is considered foreign soil. It is Germany. The embassy represents something. And these 12 disciples represent not themselves, but Jesus. And not just Jesus, but God who sent them. And they're encouraged to receive this welcome knowing that when somebody welcomes them, they are welcoming God. And this is words to us all. God is with you and in you and for you. And when someone out there welcomes you in, gives you even a glass of cold water, they are welcoming God. And that's a pretty impressive thing to think about. That's how special you are. That when you are welcomed, they are welcoming God. And that, my friends, is the first picture on that coin that we have in our children's sermon. We are to receive welcome. But there is that second side too. Because we can't talk about giving unto the least of these until we also hear Jesus' words near the end of the gospel. And we will get to this text later in our lectionary, in this parable of the sheep and the goats, in which Jesus says, whatever you did unto the least of these, you did unto me. You see, God is also with and for and in that other person. So to give water to them is to give it unto God. Our texts speak of this unity of all things, that God is present in us all, and we see that in these encounters. Whether we're giving or receiving, it is the whole that is there. We went on this hike yesterday to Yukona, and the word that comes to my mind is ecosystem. In science, it's easy to think about an ecosystem, easy to understand that what occurs to the one plant affects the whole forest. But sometimes we have that hard time understanding that ecosystem also works in the entirety of the world. So to include the one, we harm everyone. And the one act of healing heals everyone. To welcome, to give, to receive, is what we are called to do. And amidst this world, this giant ecosystem, it is this world that God comes in order to save and redeem it, in order to redeem it back to God. And so there we stand in the midst of these two worlds. We are both the one needing welcome. We are both the one capable of welcoming. Martin Luther would say we are both sinner and saint. We both come to this table and welcomed by God into the mystery of God's presence, to taste and to touch. And we are the ones capable of welcoming and inviting people to it. We stand at both places at once, and we are capable of finding the least of these and welcoming them, or we are capable of harming. In the name of our Savior, I pray that we are all capable of welcoming, of loving, and helping to heal this world that God so loved, that Christ has come to redeem us all back to God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Trusting in God's abundant mercy, let us offer our prayers for a world in need. We pray for the church, for wisdom to heed the voices of prophets in our midst who cast a vision of God's promised future, for courage to welcome people whom society rejects, for resolve to serve all in need. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for creation, for all rivers, lakes, oceans, and streams, for lands experiencing scorching heat, drought, or wildfires, for conservation organizations and environmental activists, for scientists working on clean energy solutions. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for this nation and for all nations, for presidents, governors, and legislators, for judges, juries, district attorneys, and public defenders, for military personnel, for those who are incarcerated. Guide us in ways of freedom that promote the common good. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for those in need, for exiles, immigrants, refugees, and those seeking asylum, for victims of harassment, torture, or abuse, for those who are ill, especially Aaron, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Ara, Penelope, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Katie, John, Joe, Susan, for the victims of the war in Ukraine, the earthquake in Syria and Turkey, and people of Furlong Lutheran Church and St. Timothy Church, for any near death, and for all who grieve. God, in your mercy. We pray for children, for their safety at home and in childcare settings, for their flourishing at summer programs and camps, for the many people who care for them, including parents and grandparents, childcare workers and teachers, coaches, counselors and mentors, pediatricians and psychologists. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We give thanks for all the saints and prophets who have received the free gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. May their lives of humble service inspire us in faith. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Receive our prayers and answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share that peace of Christ with those around you. And we ask you all now to stand as we prepare for our meal together. Angels and archangels, cherubim and God, mighty and merciful. Your people praise you, saying your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
By your promise, you bound yourself to earth and all its creatures, granting them life and calling them to flourish, setting the sign of your bow in the clouds, the color of your love and faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember his life laid down and lifted up, and we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless us to be a blessing. Make us a sign of your faithfulness, and send to us to tend and cherish the earth, and to serve the world with mercy and love. With all the saints in light, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun, moon, and stars, we praise you, O God, through Christ Jesus, in your spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Gathered together as one, let us sing the Lord's Prayer. If you wish to just come forward and receive a blessing, come with your arms crossed together and you will be prayed over. But know that this is for us all, and all are welcome here. Amen.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, that you have strengthened our hearts through this feast of life and salvation. Shine the light of Christ on our path, that we may do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you, now and forever.
Amen.
Take this moment now to pause for any announcements. If there are any announcements for the good of the order, please raise your hand and Arnie will be coming by. We got Jeanette first.
Good morning to all of you, each and every one. I'm way here in the back, so I hope you can hear me. My name is Jeanette Avery, and a couple of weeks ago, the church council approached me and asked me if I would be willing to accept the position that had been vacated by Betty Harmon when she moved to Texas. After giving it some thought, I said yes, I would. I was pleased and honored that they had asked me to do this. However, I've looked back at it and thinking, well, there wasn't a long list of people standing in line for the position anyway, so you get what you have here. Today is July 2nd, which means that the first half of 2023 has passed. Believe it or not, the time has gone by. The church has an obligation to present to each member a computer-generated list of all your financial contributions for the first half of the year, and then again at the end of the year. If you have looked in your boxes this morning, you found an envelope in there which contains that summary. It's for your eyes only. No one else has looked at it. I printed it, stuffed it in the envelope, and sealed it. Whatever you contribute is your business. If you haven't looked in your box yet, please do so before you go home today so that you have a chance to look at it. Look at it carefully. If you find any mistakes or you have any concerns, don't hesitate to approach me next Sunday and say, what is it? I can't do anything about it if I don't know there's a problem. So please tell me. I want to wish you, well, first I want to say I want to thank you for your contributions, your financial support, and your involvement in this church. You've heard the statement, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, I also think it takes a congregation to run a church. One or two people cannot do it. Each of us do it in our own way. We thank you for that. I want to thank you for listening to me, and I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. Be safe out there, because you are part of our congregation, and we need you. Thank you so much.
I know Marion has a few announcements.
Only a couple. My first one is, I bring greetings to everyone from the Hermanson family, and they said many thanks for the cards and phone calls and prayers that they've received on Elsie's passing. The service was last week, and Pete and I and some of my kids were there from the church, and it was a delight to see a couple of old members that used to be here in Newport that are now attending that church in Dallas. My second one is just there is a survey in your bulletin today for a startup of a book club. And so don't feel like you have to get it filled out today. We'll be taking that for 2 or 3 weeks. but we just want to be able to get it set up so that we can have a time and date that is what most people would like. And my last one is we're trying to update the bulletin board with the photos. So if you would like to have your picture taken, you can either see me or anyone from the greeters table. They'll take your photo, and then you'll see it appear a couple of weeks later.
Yes, we got Peggy.
Hello. I just wanted to let you know that in June, the end of June, we send $300 for Ukrainian relief. We'll continue to collect, and at the end of the year, then we'll send another contribution for Ukraine, Ukrainian refugees.
Any last announcements? Looks like we're good. I just want to remind everyone, especially our new faces here, that we do a beach walk on Thursday at 1 o'clock. If you'd like to just connect with me and maybe some members, we just stroll the beach. There may be a tough question that I ask, or there may not be. So, but if you want to just connect in an informal way, meet at the church at 1 o'clock, and we'll drive down one of our local spots and enjoy some time together. And with that being said, let us prepare our hearts and minds for the benediction. God, the source of glory, God, the word of life, God, the spirit of truth, bless you all, now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.